Blog Talk Radio.
Why do I have feedback?
I can doubly hear us.
That's strange. Why are you able to doubly hear us?
You don't hear that? Maybe it's me. You know what? Maybe it's me.
Do you have another window open or something?
I did. It was
okay.
I was about to mess up. I was about to put a kibosh on the whole game, wasn't I? All right.
I was all like, what's going on? I was like, I know we're trying something new today, but it shouldn't be doing anything strange.
The fun. Why can I not get to Twitter? What is going on?
Sometimes things just like to screw up, apparently.
Good morning to you lovely peoples out there in the Twitter land. Good morning there, Joe.
Good morning, Joe. How are you,
good
Joe?
Good morning to Gamer Girl Probes. Welcome to our lives.
Yay, Gamer Girl Probes?
Yep, they just retweeted us. I'm not sure who they are, but hey, we like you. I like your name.
And the fact that
she stayed up, to 6 a.m. playing Minecraft and 3 a.m. the next two playing Halo, and she got school work, girl. I feel you. Because I was up till 3 playing the night after we got off playing Fallen Earth. I couldn't go to sleep. I was sleepy like when we were playing. I was yawning, and then as soon as you said, okay, Corey, see you later, my brain was like, oh, wake up. Off I went.
Well, I hit my teeth that night, and I was out. I was gone.
I was up, and then I realized I had no crafting skill because I realized I didn't have, remember the bar we were collecting? I was like, I didn't get all my iron, so I have to go back and get it.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Oh, it wasn't you. I don't have any crafting skills. And I had to go and try to craft, and then I got bored of crafting, so then I started writing, and
yeah.
I got lost in writing.
You've got to level up your gathering skills, woman.
Well, she. I got like two levels higher, but I still have no crafting skills, so I am a... That sucks. And then I ran into an office building, our parking garage full of bad guys. And,
No. Oh, blog talk.
I did run across a group, a small group. Yeah, this is one of the things I love about Fallen Earth, and is that in there, instead of people actually trying to take your kill, people will run up and help you, and you can play together. You don't ever have to speak. I don't think I've ever spoken to some people. I just run up and I start helping them, and then they'll help me, and we'll go through an area together and get what we need to get, and then we come out. And then it's like, see ya, and we're gone. There's no drama in Fallen Earth.
No. People in Fallen Earth are awesome.
Cool.
Amazingly so.
Yes. Yeah, so me and this guy went in, and we were in the parking garage, I don't know, underground mine, wherever the hell we were. Oh, no, it was the junkyard. Remember the junkyard?
Yes. Because I killed Sean Bowman. I killed you in there.
Many, many times. And we went through there, and I was doing my knife and gun thing, and he was like, you're good with that. And that's pretty much the only thing he said to me. I was like, thanks. And then another girl came up, and she had a sniper rifle. I didn't know they had a sniper rifle, or I forgot. I saw it when I met the people of Fallen Earth at PAX, but yeah. I hadn't seen it since, and her sniper rifle was awesome. She was one-shotting from a distance. So we would run down, and she would stand up on the platform in the junkyard, and just pow, pow. She's just laying them out. And then, you know, the ones that she couldn't get, you know, I was throwing the little ability we were trying to figure out how to use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was throwing that and, you know, freezing them and making them sick. And then the other guy was running up and hitting them with stuff. Oh, it was so cool. And we were not even in a group together. We just kind of teamed up and just figured out how to work together, got what we needed to get, and then we were out. They rode their horse one way, I went the other. That's how
that
we
is. Fallen Earth people are awesome. Yeah. I love them so much.
Yeah, when you
they're just amazingly sweet. And
sweet, great.
Badass.
Yeah. you don't fight with people in Fallen Earth. That's mine. Oh, you stole my kill. Blah blah blah. Da-da.
That's not that. There's God. Thanks for washing my back, man.
Thank you so much.
That's exactly. I mean, because you will go down in a heartbeat. Fallen Earth is not child's play. Fallen Earth is for adults. And by adults, I mean not you whiny little bastards that cry every time you die. Because you're going to die. Every time you turn around in Fallen Earth, you're going to die.
Yeah, and it's a grown up game, just to start to tell y'all. It's not like a, wow, somebody was new in there last night that was complaining. This is not like wow, and somebody said, yeah, why don't you go back to your little starter MMO? I was like, ooh.
No kidding. Of course it's not like wow.
No.
This is for grown-ups. This is for the big boys. This is for the hardcore people. It's for the people who want an MMO that fights back. We don't want to be handed our achievements. We don't need to be coddled and patted on the back and told how special we are.
They do not say. Matter of fact, they talk plenty of crap to you when you play. The NPCs are talking crap. I know the, like last night I was posting, or earlier yesterday actually, I was posting pictures, you know, of me sitting and walking along the prairie, but you have no idea what I had to do to get those pictures. Like if I was in WoW, I just would have found an empty area. There's no such thing as an empty area in Fallen Earth. There's no such thing. Things wander. They wander far from where they're supposed to be. They will chase you, and they don't chase you for a little ways.
They will chase you and chase you and chase you.
Yes, you have to.
They will chase you into the next crowd of mobs. And it's like, crap, I got two of them.
Yes.
And I'm not talking two mobs. I'm talking two groups of mobs.
That's right. They will chase. They will follow you into buildings. They do not care that this is the...
And some of them blend in with, like, their surroundings, so you don't see them until it's too late.
I died, and I came out of the life net pod, right, because I died near. I was trying to run inside, and that doesn't work. I don't know why I was doing that. And I came out, and whatever it was to kill me was waiting for me when I came out and killed me again. Somebody else had to come down in there and kill this
thing. That is their business.
Yeah, it does not care that that's where you spawn, that there is no off area, an off-limits area. They will come into the pub. We were in the pub that night. They will come in there. They will come after you. They do not care. But some guy was complaining, oh, this is not like WoW, this game is confusing, da-da-da-da. No, you just got to understand that some of us like our MMOs, complicated.
I will give it to you, if you've not played a old-school hardcore MMO, it's a little rough to get started because you're kind of like, because it works like an FPS. I mean,
yeah,
that's how you fight, like an FPS. You've got your whole little...
Your reticle, you have...
Yeah, your reticle. Out. There we go. That's what I was looking for, reticle. And you move like an FPS. I mean, because I drive with my WASD, and then I use my mouse as the actual camera.
Mm-hmm. And I've had to learn to do that. I've had to learn to do that and then set up my weapons a certain way. My weapons are all my number keys. And
you know, I'm going to have... Yeah, I have to use like a shift. Shift 1, shift F1 or shift...
I'm not
shift 1 and shift 2, I think.
Yep, not that adept. I tried that, and I got my ass kicked.
I don't like that. That annoys me, because I've got short fingers, so shift 1 and shift 2, that is a stretch for me.
Yes, it's a lot of work in Fallen Earth, and you're not going to have everything you need up front to get whatever you get. Like, I think, did you get your ATV?
No, I've not finished that quest yet, because the next part kicked my ass, and I was like, we'll wait just a level or two.
That's what I had to
do. I'm now level 7, so.
Me too. That's what I ended up staying up doing. And I went ahead and bought the next horse up. So Sally Mae's got an upgrade. So, you know, where she has like the 80,000 speed. You can ride her to death. Yeah, I got the next horse up. So
I don't know which one I have, so I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's actually a crafting, part of a crafting skill. So I had to craft that skill up and then get that horse, because I was like, I'm not getting the ATV anytime soon.
All right, I've got the crafting stuff for that. I just haven't worked on that yet.
Yes, everybody's
saying. And this is they talk about crafting MMOs. This is a crafting MMO. You will have to craft.
Yes.
You don't like to craft, don't get in this game.
You have no choice but to craft. And it's not that little cutesy crafting. And I'm even going to throw, I love my Dark Ages of Camelot, but the crafting in there was not top-notch. This is the crafting where you got to go find stuff that you
keep. And this is not like 5 seconds and you have it in your hand. No, this is going to take minutes.
Yeah.
Or even hours or days to make some of this stuff.
You got
to
ride for 2 or 3 towns up. You cannot just buy it off of the little vendor there. Oh, no. You have to find this. It's not for sale at the vendor. No. You might be able to find it at the auction house if somebody's feeling nice. But otherwise, you got to...
But they're going to gouge you.
Yeah. Well,
they're going to take you for every penny. Actually, every chip.
Every chip. Poker chips.
Every chip.
Poker chips is the currency.
Right? I was like, what?
So cute.
to go rob.
An old school casino. Need something.
I know, right?
But I've been looking for this milk. I still haven't found my milk for my sugar cookies.
You know, I'll have to log in later. I've got a couple of different milks.
You got
milk. I think.
It's not right. Any milk. It has to be the green tainted milk.
I have green tainted milk. I was running around town. I found an old refrigerator that I raided, and it was in there.
Oh, so that's what I'm going to need. And if you're like,
I think I have it.
Like, if you wonder why I make sugar cookies, it's because they buff. They give you an amazing buff
that I bought and
kill some people. People must die.
Yes. And I have a mutation this time on my character, and I don't know what I think about that yet. I'm still figuring that out. I mean, because I can, like, I guess kind of cast. I wouldn't call them spells, but you can cast, like, mutations on other people and, like, either buff them or debuff them or cause them harm.
Oh,
so this is interesting. I don't quite know what I think about it yet. But anyways, you know what? I think these people came here for news. And
yes, they came
for news. We've been going on for, like, 10 minutes. All right, so I've got three stories. I'm trying to figure out which ones I want to go in order. All right, first things first, I guess I want to talk about the death that happened over the weekend.
Yes.
Fourth death. Have you heard about this?
We lost
somebody very, very, very important in the internet community, people. This should not have happened. I'm pulling this from Yahoo Tech Section. It's been all over the news. If you've been watching my Twitter, I've been linking all the stories I can find about this guy. Aaron Swartz, if you don't know that name, learn it. Learn it, and start worshiping this guy. I mean, so sad we've lost him. Internet freedom activist. He was found dead in his Brooklyn apartment on Friday. He was being sued by federal prosecutors for stealing some court documents, and he was going to release them over the internet because he believed that these should be free to the public. He thought they should be free to download. Normally, they cost a fee. He helped lead the campaign to defeat a law that would have made it easier to shut down websites accused of violating copyright protections. He was 26. Very, very sad. I mean, this guy, genius. When I talk about genius, he's one of those, like, beautiful mind geniuses. He's for the better of the people. He is what Anonymous and all these other little hacktivists should be. He fought for good. He was Robin Hood. He's one of the latest faces of a decades-old movement in the computer science world to push for more information into the public domain. So pretty much what happened is he somehow had access to MIT databases, which are open campus, and he downloaded, actually hid his laptop in a closet and downloaded thousands, millions, millions and millions of documents of data, and he was going to release it to the public. He was caught and charged. Who was it? JSTOR is apparently the academic database. He ended up returning the information and apologized. JSTOR even asked the government, please drop these charges. They were going to put this young man away for like a decade for what he did. He stole information to give to the public that he thought should be public. He thought he was doing good, which he really, really was if you were looking at it. And now he's dead. So, you know, we've been talking about how all this bullying is going on. Our government was bullying this guy to the point he killed himself. A decade in jail for stealing information that he thought should be free to the public, and then he gave it back. So nothing actually happened. He gave it back. The people said, please drop these charges, and we still ended up bullying this guy to death. This is so sad. So we're so sorry for the Swartz family. I'm going to tweet this again, so please check this out. Just a sad story. Write your congressman.
You guys, if you're not involved in being you call it a game activist, game politics, whatever you want to call it, you really need to be involved for this reason, because it is so sad to me when someone like, you know, Schwartz has to commit suicide, and I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I'm going to probably say I don't think he committed suicide.
I know. I thought
I think so.
And for people who are like, okay, why do we care about this guy? This guy was one of the co-creators of Reddit. Mm. He helped create RSS. All you bloggers out there,
yes.
All of you know what RSS is.
Yes.
That's the technology behind blogs, podcasts, and other web-based subscription services. Yeah. This guy was a genius.
Yes, he was.
He was amazing.
And they, so I think that it's terrible. As Anonymous has said, I'm about to tell you this, what they had to say about this. They said that, you know, his death is a miscarriage of justice. And I agree with them because when you have a pedophile that can go to jail for less time, for doing a crime way more horrible.
Yeah. I will say that the one that, I'll go out there on a limb. I'll go ahead. Everybody already knows the story. I was molested as a kid. The one that I went and sued got 3 years probation. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was going to get a decade in prison.
Actually, a lot longer. Let me go ahead and share this story with you. This is from our friends at VentureBeat. The Hacktivist Group Anonymous defaced the MIT website over the weekend for its role in the events that led to the suicide of Aaron Swartz. The cyber attack was reported by CNET and came just hours after MIT President Raphael Reif said that the school would investigate MIT's involvement in the events that led to the prosecution of Swartz. A Reddit co-founder, killed himself on Friday. He was arrested in July of 2011 and accused of hacking MIT's network in order to download almost 5 million documents from
Hack it. He had free access.
That's right, which is an archive of scientific journals and academic papers. Now, mind you, listen to what he took. We're not talking about banking information. We're not talking about codes for the nuclear missiles. We're talking about scientific journals and academic papers.
It should be free to the public.
Yes,
how else
should
are we supposed to get this information out there?
Now,
how else do we just educate ourselves for those of us who don't go to MIT but still might have a curiosity or a leaning?
Yes. Now, if convicted, he could have faced $1 million in fines and up to 35 years in prison.
35? Oh, my God. I know we heard about, like, 7 years. 35.
Now, Swartz committed suicide, and the Wall Street Journal reports just days after the prosecutors refused to accept a plea bargain that didn't include jail time. Really? The anonymous message posted said that the government's prosecution of Swartz, whether it contributed to his suicide or not, was a gross miscarriage of justice, a distorted and perverse shadow of the justice that Aaron died fighting for, freeing the publicly funded scientific literature from publishing system that makes it inaccessible to most who pay for it, even. Anonymous called for a reform of computer crime laws, copyright and intellectual property laws, and a renewal of commitment to free and unfettered internet. Anonymous, I'm feeling proud of you again this morning. This is happening too much. You're going to make me like you.
It's a tragedy that we had to lose somebody for this to get out there.
Paper.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. MIT, I don't understand. What is it that you're protecting? Do you have, like, the secrets of the universe hidden in there?
I would think these people would be more open-minded, would be more, I don't know, caring about other people. But I guess not. I guess I expect too much from intelligent, informed, scholarly people. This is just sad. Sad. It's devastating. I'm so sorry. This is just.
I don't like the fact that this is how our government feels. Children molested. There's tons of child porn rings on the internet. Why are you not? You know, with Anonymous saying, help us catch these guys, because obviously they have access to something you don't. You are more concerned about keeping journals and things private. MIT, really? We're more concerned about those types of things. And I'm going to bring this up again because this is something that kind of that was a sore spot with me. Now, this is not to say I don't love animals. What was the football player that was doing the dog fighting thing, whatever his name was?
Oh, God, I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah. Everybody knows who I'm talking about, him that got arrested. Now, not that I don't love animals, but that same week, a little girl was molested and murdered.
And nobody heard a thing.
Nobody heard a thing. Well, that guy got a year in prison, whereas this guy who did the same
thing. A year?
Yeah, he got
molested and raped a little girl, and he got a year.
Raped and murdered a little girl.
This guy that was having
dog fights got more time in jail than this guy who raped and murdered a little girl. Now, both crimes are horrible, and I do believe the football player, I don't disagree with a little bit of jail time and some community service. This other guy should have been, as I say in the South, underneath the jail.
Yes.
This is
yes.
ridiculous how our government works. And I get tired of hearing, oh, it's just a system. I get it. I guess it is. You have to follow the process of the law, but some things have got to change. This is ridiculous, the things that you all are putting up front. The government is going after, you know, and I'm going to bring up Kim.com again. We're going to go after Kim.com. We're going to go after this Schwartz guy. What about these people that are actually killing people and destroying their lives? What, you know, what is going on with this? Or the guy we had here in Houston right before Christmas, who killed the mother of his son, and then told everybody she went on a trip. People are looking for her; she's missing. So she told me she was going on a trip. I wasn't here. I didn't see her. And then come to find out, he'd murdered and killed her, and he still is not going to get a whole lot of jail time.
That is ridiculous.
I don't like it. This plea bargain business, as far as murder goes, needs to be erased. You know, there is no plea bargain for you. You killed somebody. You admitted to it. We caught you red-handed. I'm not talking about where it's unclear whether or not they did it. I'm talking about it is clear. They admitted it. We found you with the knife in your hand, or there's blood, wherever it is. You have no plea bargain. You just gave up your rights as a citizen. And again, I'm not talking about murder and self-defense. I'm talking about you pleasurably killed somebody because you wanted to. There was no extenuating circumstance. You just killed somebody. You need to not have any rights. Your rights gone, period. I need you to just go away, disappear, put them on an island out somewhere with sharks around it. I'm just, you know, have somebody drive around every day and drop blood in the water. You can try to swim off if you want to. You're not going to make it. I'm serious. We need something that extreme. I'm tired of we're losing people. As Ginger said, this was a person with a beautiful mind, did some great things, and then
Robin Hood of the internet, really, really, really was.
I don't know if this is related to it, but I'm sure it contributed to it. Anybody who's been in that state of mind, and we all here have shared with you, all of us here have shared with you, we've all been in that state of mind once or twice, and that's just usually one more nail in the coffin. You're already there in that state of mind, but something like this happens, especially, you know, and it's one more nail for him. It's probably the thing that just pushed him just the last step to say, you know what, I'm just done. And it's ridiculous. It's over something stupid. Just share the damn papers. Who cares? Let them go read them. Put them up on the internet. Or, hell, charge a dollar for them if you feel like you must make, you know, some money off of it. A dollar from a million people is still a lot of freaking money for a college to have in a year, downloaded revenue. And I'm sure nobody would mind paying. I wouldn't mind paying. I'd pay to read something, you know, I found interesting scientifically from MIT. I paid
up. Exactly.
What is the big freaking deal? Anyway, we got to move on.
Got to move on. All right.
Ginger, be your turn.
My bad. All right. So this is a little bit of some late news, and actually this is going to be kind of short, and I'm going to do another one. my bad. All right. So right now, I found this over on Gizmodo, actually. Somebody from a Facebook actually linked me to it. You can get Photoshop and CS2 for absolutely free.
Photoshop.
This is CS2, so it's a decade old. But Adobe is giving it away. Actually, they're giving away a crap ton worth of stuff over at Adobe.com. I have linked this to Twitter. I'm going to probably put it out there again and on my Facebook so you can find it. They've got Creative Suite 2, Acrobat 3D 1.0, Acrobat Standard, Acrobat Pro, Audition 3.0, Go Live, Illustrator, InCopy, InDesign, Photoshop CS2, Photoshop Elements, and Adobe Premiere. These are all free. They all come with their serial numbers. So if you wanted to get into Photoshop, maybe you lost yours, like I did, because I originally had CS2. I have the disc, or at least I have one disc. And I have my code, but I needed the second disc. But this helps. So you can download it for free right now. You people who are listening from Second Life, you've been wanting to get Photoshop CS2. It's not bad. It's not the best, but it's not bad. Check it out.
It'll at least get you familiar with the tools. So if you decide you want to pick up a copy of Photoshop, you will be ready to go.
Exactly. All right. So what am I going to cover next? Oh, right. You know what? No, I was going to do that one, but that one's kind of rambly and long, so I'm going to go with something else. FIM Motocross World Championship to enter the North and South American arenas. Start your engines for the most authentic and comprehensive motocross video game for the Xbox 360, PS3, PlayStation Vita, and PC. All right, so Namco Bandai announces that MUD FIM Motocross World Championship is going to now be available for the Xbox 360. I already told that. It starts on February 26th, so we got about a month It's a motocross racing game created by Milestone, one of the most recognized racing video game developers, and is the only video game to officially feature the MX1 and MX2 championships. The game also features the Monster Energy FIM Motocross of Nations and presents the official tracks from around the world, making this high octane racing experience the most authentic motocross game to hit North America and South America. Fans and followers of the sport will also be delighted to see their motocross heroes surge across the tracks on screen as MUD FIM Motocross World Championship features a full roster of all the teams and world-renowned bikers on the motocross racing circuit. That also includes top-ranked U.S. Supercross champion Ryan Villopoto. Motocross is a heart-pounding, adrenaline-pumping sport that involves...
Adrenaline pump.
I know, right? It's kind of hot. As well as physicality, this game will be a great opportunity for gamers and motocross fans to immerse themselves into the extreme sports world by racing through intensely rugged terrain and pulling off high-flying tricks. I'm looking for a price. Not seeing one yet. It is rated T for Teen by the ESRB. Like I said, it's going to be available for the PS3, the PS Vita, the Xbox, and the PC. Hits North America and Latin America February 26th of 2013. Yay!
Chrome. I hate the Chrome. We're going to break up.
Chrome already broke up. I've already gone back to Firefox.
I know. You keep telling me I'm trying to give it a chance.
Chrome broke my heart.
All right. I got to tell you guys, start saving your pennies. Get that money from underneath your mattress because... they have announced the possible price point of the next-gen consoles at CES. Yeah. And actually, it's not going to be a year away. You don't have much time at all. In fact, you've got maybe, 10, 11 months at CES. These prices were announced, and according to Baird Equity Research, they suggested that the new console hardware will retail between $350 and $400. Okay, now while that's not supposed to be a huge difference from the Xbox 360, which was came out at $399 for a 20-gigabyte unit back in 2005, it is significantly lower for PlayStation 3 models, which launched at $499 and $599 just a year later. In a note to investors, Baird's Sebastian brought together various rumors about the new consoles that have been floating around the games business over the past year. And the assumption, both Sony and Microsoft will reveal their new consoles just prior to E3 in June. Yes, which we told you all they were going to do that. And they better be super, super fantastico. Sebastian said, given this fragile state of the console game market, we expect the E3 trade show in June will take on added significance, most likely providing the industry with the first public opportunity to examine next-gen hardware. He says our checks suggest that the next-generation console hardware will be largely built from off-the-shelf high-end PC components, along with hybrid physical-digital distribution models, enhanced voice controls and motion sensing, Kinect integration, of course, will be with every Xbox now, and broad multimedia capabilities. He said, moreover, a PC-based architecture, such as Intel chips in Xbox, I don't know why they didn't do that before. Don't they have their hands deeply into the Intel chips? Ginger, that's a steampunk thing for you. Go look at it. I thought you'd like it.
No, it's not. That takes me to find your friends on Google+.
Really? Oh, that's because you're not logged in, woman.
I'm logged in.
Are you logged in the Google+? Okay, I will find a better one for you. Okay, let me get back to my story. Let me get back to my story before the people cut me. Okay, so anyway, they said, of course... this will be easier to build online services around a PC chip architecture, including flexible business models, free-to-play subscriptions, and multimedia over-the-top content offerings. For Microsoft, the design will also allow for more integration with, yes, Windows 8. Sebastian expects an October launch for a new Sony console and a November launch for the next Xbox, although he warned through his field checks that there may be early production issues with Sony's PS4, as it will be with the Xbox. There always is. Nintendo just, they've managed to escape up until this new console where, no issues. This is the first time ever, I think, we've ever had an issue with a Nintendo console this past time. But, yeah, there's going to be issues. I don't know what the new meme is going to be because it was a red ring of death. I don't know what it's going to be now, but we're ready. On the subject of Nintendo, Sebastian suggested that the company may struggle to expand its latest Wii U console beyond its loyal users, stating, "We remain concerned that Nintendo's innovative Wii U console will lack broad appeal beyond the core Nintendo fan base." Following a somewhat lackluster launch and holiday selling season, Nintendo will need to bring a market major first-party release, Zelda, I'm right there with y'all, and retain the support of key third-party developers to reduce market share losses. In a negative scenario, Nintendo will be forced to prematurely lower the Wii U price, and over the course of this cycle, they expect consideration will be given to the extending first-party franchises to other platforms. 2013, they're saying, may be another tough year for us in the games industry. He predicted, with anticipation for next-gen consoles negatively impacting sales of current platforms, although he pointed to GTA 5, which I am be ready for. Oh, my God, I'm so ready. New releases in Skylanders, Call of Duty, Battlefield franchises, and Bungie's Destiny as hits during the year. I have never heard anything about Destiny, Bungie. I'm sorry. Y'all going to step up the advertisements. He's saying that we expect 2013 will also be remembered as the year that tablet games go mainstream, stating that more companies will be creating big-screen Android apps for smart TVs. Y'all been saying that for 3 years. Tablet games are not going to go mainstream because most of them, about 95% of them, suck with you know, that 5% there that are really good games that nobody gets to hear about because of the way that the Android and Apple Store are set up. They won't let you pay for advertisements on the front page, which, yeah, might be nice, but if you don't get downloaded a lot, you don't get any FaceTime. Nobody sees how great your game is. Anyway, so I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. I'm sorry. There will be no tablet games that just blow the doors off, or you're like, oh, my God, I have to get an iPad because I have to play this game. Have you ever heard anybody say that? I got to get an iPad so I can play this game.
I have not. I have not at all.
No, I hear people say I must have an Xbox, a Wii, a PlayStation to play this game, but never I have to get this phone so I can play this game. I don't see that happening.
No. Not ever heard that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I guess it is my go again. Okay, so I'm pulling this. Are you done? My bad. You done?
I'm done. Go.
Okay.
Go, I'm done.
All right, so I'm pulling this from our frenemies. I actually found the story originally over in the Yahoo section, at least the story that linked me to it. GameLoft got a little bit wild at their Christmas party. GameLoft's Christmas party says a lot about the games industry. That's the title over at Kotaku for this. All right, so over the holiday. GameLoft had a holiday party in Montreal. It featured one giant circus performance, complete with acrobats, stilts, and apparently topless women. Yeah, it made at least one attendee rather uncomfortable. Okay, so Michael McBride over at Twitter says, topless women at the holiday party at GameLoft Montreal. Didn't you hear WB Games Montreal had people eating desserts off their naked models? Wow, didn't hear about that part. Seems there were at least a couple of eyebrow-raising Christmas parties in the Montreal scene. Apparently what happened is that these acrobats were kind of doing table dances, dancing around to the people, and then clothes started coming off. The attendee says, I also thought that it was inappropriate. You know, if the social committee organized an activity to a strip club, it would be weird, but at least you'd know where you're going. The holiday party, you go there thinking of a nice time with the people you work with, and you end up with naked girls around you. It's the last thing I was expecting, and I felt it was imposed on me. I feel quite sad about this because I know that companies struggle to have girls working for them. At least they say so. But this kind of behavior makes me feel that it's not really true, that they do not really want it that much. I feel that if a company that does that tries to hire me, I will probably decline their offer since to them, women are still objects that are only good to look at. I'm pretty sure some girls or women would think about it twice if they heard about something like this. Apparently they did. GameLoft came out and apologized, and since these acrobats, I guess that's what we're supposed to call them, acrobats, sent them home when they found out when somebody complained. So, wow. But I can't believe this was even allowed to happen. I mean, didn't somebody at the minute, you know, a top would fly off, go, no, put that back on, sorry, you're out of here? Instead, you know, all the guys were around watching and kind of cheering them on. That's just not
It's not cute.
No, it's not cool. I mean, I understand it's a party and it's after hours, but it's a work party. There are certain rules of engagement, I guess.
Certain
rules, protocols, things you should do or shouldn't do.
You know, I have been saying this, we've been saying this for the last 2 years. There's some people, we need to start having some work etiquette classes for a lot of you male game developers. You all have brilliant minds as far as creating games, but you are lacking in just common sense and etiquette at work with women. You need some help. Some of you just don't do well with the women.
Yeah, I mean, because I found out about what happened at Gameloft from a story over on Yahoo, talking about women pry open door to video games industry, and it was actually the girl that you worship. Can't think of her name right now. I'm looking
Brenda
for it.
Brenda Bradway?
Yes. Bradway? Yes, except that now she's got a different last name. She was the one talking about this.
Oh, she is going to have a field day with this, as are we, Thursday night. Make sure you're listening live, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, because we can't say what we want to say. It's daytime.
Yeah, I'm going to link you this story that I found over the Yahoo Tech section, and you can read the whole thing.
Yeah, I bet there's some images floating about that we will be sharing since on Thursday.
Yeah, you know somebody had a phone. I'm going to find them.
Yeah, somebody had a phone. We're going to put Ginger and Ural on the hunt. There's going to be some pictures somewhere. Somebody, if you were at the Game Loft party, send us the pictures for Thursday night. Let's see if we can quell this behavior. This is ridiculous. It's a Christmas party. What if people have brought their kids? Come on. What if, it may have said no kids, but what if somebody, at the last minute said, I really just have no choice. I'm going to have to take little Sammy Joe with me. And, next thing you know, somebody's boobs are up in Sammy Joe's face. I'm telling you, oh, that's ridiculous. Okay. There's a way to have those kind of parties. You just tell people, I'm having a party at my house, and only you and you can come because there will be naked women. That's how you do that. Not at work. Not a work function. All right. I got two short ones and a long one. Miss J.
Oh.
Mainly because they're breaking news.
Two short ones on
the wall. Peace, five, behave. These are literally breaking news. This just came out. Massachusetts has pulled violent video games from their rest stops. The backlash against violent games continues a month after the school shooting in Newton, Connecticut.
Those rest stops. I don't care. How many people?
Wait now.
Seriously, raise your hands. How many go to your truck stops to buy video games?
No, not truck. Rest stop. Remember, we have some, and if you're in Texas, we have some lovely rest stops. Like, it's got fireplace, a leather couch.
Video games.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they had games there, but they did have a nice assortment of snacks and things to eat that were not your average everyday snacks. You want to sit down and drink this and hot tea and stuff. It was nice. Like somebody had just left it waiting for you. Fire was going in the fireplace. Anyway.
Yeah, we've got nice ones, but I've never seen video games.
They might. I'm going to look for some next time. But, of course, this didn't happen here. This happened in Massachusetts. As reported by the Boston Globe, officials in neighboring Massachusetts have pulled violent arcade games, mostly, from the state-owned rest stops. And one town is planning a violent video game collection drive. Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Richard Davies said that the violent arcade games were removed from the rest stops after a resident complained. Time Crisis and Beachhead 2000 were given examples of games taken away, while Galaga, Ms. Pac-Man, and Cruisin' Exotica were allowed to remain. Bottom line is, this is according to Davey, I think there isn't a person who doesn't believe that there isn't too much violence in our society, and games can glorify it. A video game in a public space could be used by anybody of any age. Okay, I have to agree with you there. And this is why I have been saying this for years, too. ESA, are you listening to me? ECA, ESRB, you guys need to create some sort of gamer ID. And I know gamers hate it, but it will state that I'm over 18 and I'm allowed to play this, and it can be easily integrated into that machine. You pop your card in, you put your money in, you play, you go about your business. Anyway, or a scanner or something. I don't know. Concern about violent video games isn't limited to the state's highways. The town of Melrose, roughly 3 hours' drive from Newton, is holding a New Year, New Direction violent video game collection drive, much like the drive planned but abandoned by the town of Southington, Connecticut earlier this month. Melrose is promising to give coupons for local businesses to families who turn in their violent games, movies, and toys for disposal at the city's junkyard. The city expects to begin the program February 1st, and shortly after that, they will start wearing Victorian wear and sipping tea and reading poetry and doing nothing else all day, every day. People, really, cut it out.
Yeah.
That's not going to keep people. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say people are going to go crazy because they're not going to have anything else to do. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
On to the next late-breaking news. Apple, not looking so good. The worm has turned on you. Apple makes...
Oh, no. Not the worm.
Never drink the worm. Apple may have overestimated just how many display panels and other components it needed to meet the iPhone 5's demand. The company has reportedly cut its display orders in half for the current quarter, two sources have told the Wall Street Journal, and our friends at VentureBeat also say additionally Apple has cut orders for other iPhone 5 components as well. Wall Street Journal source reports to weaker than expected demand for the iPhone 5 to explain the order changes. Says we haven't heard much about the iPhone 5 sales since its launch when it broke 5 million units sold in its first weekend. That was 1 million units more than the iPhone 4S launch, but it was still below analysts' estimate of 6 million units for the iPhone 5 launch. The reduced orders may not necessarily mean that iPhone 5 sales are worse than Apple expected. Apple may just have misjudged the amount of supplies it needed to keep its iPhone stock in check. But this is definitely the sort of news that Android fans, Droid, and Apple detractors will certainly lap up. We sure are. Apple has faced stiff competition from Samsung over the past year. The Korean company held 31.3% of the global smartphone market in the third quarter of 2012 compared to Apple's 14.6%, according to IDC figures. Apple's smartphone market share reached a high point of 23% in the fourth quarter of 2011, but since then it's been falling steadily as Droid's market influence continues to grow. You know what, Apple, I'm going to tell you what your problem is. Stop releasing a new freaking phone every 2 months. People can't afford $300, $400 every 2 months. It's just that simple. Stop it.
This is getting kind of ridiculous.
You know,
it's not like y'all are offering us much else, you know? I mean, anything really, really, really new. I mean, come on. Siri doesn't even work correctly.
No, neither do her predecessors that were actually on the Droid market. They don't work well either.
I want to
give me directions to something the other day, and she says, let me look that up for you. I'm sorry, we cannot find shoes. I didn't say anything about shoes. I said someplace to eat. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Would you like me to try again? No, you know what? How about you delete yourself? Give me a chance. And yes, it said that. Give me a chance. I made you.
Really?
Yes. No, she got deleted. Genie, whatever your name was. Little crazy droid.
That is kind of crazy.
All right, and this last one, I was saving the knock it out of the park because I know I'm
going to. What you got? What you got?
And this, of course, will probably go on Thursday night show. New Scottish studio Sumanga believes that the traditional games business has almost completely ignored one of their key audiences, leaving money on the table, and that would be their young female audience. Mm-hmm. Sumanga Studios was founded by Graeme Harvey and Elias Mobed. I'm sorry, I'm messing up you guys' name, and I shouldn't be because these guys are some of the minds behind Grand Theft Auto, Crackdown, and APB creator Dave Jones as well. The company has just signed a deal with TV and movie production company Rainbow to create a virtual world based on Winx Club, the popular animated series. It's now in its fifth season, and a show that Baby Natrix absolutely hates because it's too much stars, rainbows, and cutesy.
Don't blame her at all. Baby Natrix's got some good taste there.
It does. Of course, Harvey told Games Industry International it's a market which is neglected by almost everyone in the games industry. I have to agree with him there. He said, thanks to the explosive growth in a new platform such as smartphones, tablets, and browser-based games, it's a lot harder to hit these different audiences and create new experiences for the sort of players who have been almost entirely ignored by the mainstream game sector. Winx Club is not only a successful cartoon, but has been spun off to include film, DVDs, toys, books, clothes, and video games supported by a loyal female fan base, again, not including my child. Younger female players are very sociable and communicative. If they enjoy something, a toy, a brand, or game, then they'll tell their friends and they'll put a lot of time and effort into their activity. You've only got to look at the success of Winx Club to date with cartoons, toys, merchandise, and experiences like the theme park to see that that this audience is craving a new experience. Now, the Winx Club, the virtual world that they're creating, is aimed at 7 to 10-year-olds, which will launch in four different languages initially and also include offline elements. It's supposed to be a free-to-play service, which will feature a subscription for premium content when it goes live on mobile phones, tablets, and browsers. For Harvey, the project is about finding a new audience and providing tailored content rather than creating products to predetermined expectations in a stagnant market. I have to agree with him about the market ignoring young girls, but I'm sure your cartoon is great, and we've looked at it here, but it's much too cutesy. You're missing the hit here. The new hotness is Monster High. And remember when I told you I bought a Baby Natrix that case, the sparkly case with the skull on it? That was Monster High. That, and nobody had heard of that. We went in the store and she
I remember you talking about Monster High like a year before it really
blew
up.
She was in love. She would take it to school, and the little girls were like, oh, what is that? It's scary. And then this year, you know, they're all...
Jerry. That is so flippin' cool.
I mean, it is now, but when she brought it to school, it was parents like, oh, well, I saw Baby Natrix with that thing with the skull on it. It's sparkly, but it's kind of morbid. But now all of them are like, okay, does she still have that original one, that doll that you got her? Yes, and no, you cannot have it, and no.
They're wanting to buy her.
Because it was one of the first ones they put out, and they're now being copied. The Bratz is still around, owned by Barbie, and now has their version.
I just want to burn them. They're such. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't say that word during daytime.
Yeah.
Scantily dressed, work on a corner for little pay dress type.
Tots. Didn't we talk about the English vernacular for prostitutes? Tarts. They're tarts. They're dolly tarts.
Okay, there we go. They're tarts.
So I just, that's where they need to be aiming. Little girls are not so much, they're not cute. Well, even when we were little, I didn't like that cutesy stuff. They're missing a market with.
I mutilated my first Barbie.
Girl, my first Barbie got eaten by alligators or something. Not a real one, but.
I tore her apart and buried her underneath the porch.
I didn't mutilate, but we used to go on safari. I got in a lot of trouble. My mother, you ever notice your mom has a favorite disease that she tells you you're going to catch if you do such and such? My mom's was infectado. So she's like, you're going to catch infectado laying out in that wet grass. So I still don't know what infectado is, but I was going to catch it. But
why?
Me and Barbie would be out laying in the grass, like especially after it rained, and she'd be, you know, before Steve Irwin existed, my Barbie was doing the safaris, and she'd be out, we're in the marsh. We're looking for alligators. You know, I didn't play Barbie. There was no, let me do her makeup and her hair. She looked nice when she was on safari, mind you, but no. So you guys, instead of assuming that it's, you know, hearts and rainbows, because I'm looking at the picture of Winx Club and they annoy me, they're too cute. Some little girls like
give me
their
some
dolls.
Grit. Yeah, come on, grit. Man.
Exactly the word I was going to use. They need some gritty. I want
my favorite dolls, and I'm doing the whole air quotes. I know you can't see it, but my favorite dolls growing up were like He-Man and Transformers. And my parents would not buy that for me, so I would have to play with the neighbor boy. Well, the neighbor boy was like my best friend, but he had all those cool toys.
I took my cousin's stuff. They'd be like, what happened to my army men? I don't know. They're in my purse, because yes,
and I'm sure. And Legos. Oh, my God, Legos. I loved Legos. I will still play Legos. When I go home to visit, my nephews pull out their Legos. Oh, I will sit down on the floor and play Legos for hours.
I had Kinects, and these are no longer popular, but I'm hoping to bring them back. The log cabin stuff where you build a
house. Yes! Oh, my God, yeah. Okay.
Man, love that stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the old school block sets you used to be able to get. I mean, I'm talking the wooden blocks that, you know, that they didn't connect, but you could stack them and balance them and stuff. I'm trying to find a set like that for my nephews, and I can't. I'm going to end up having to, like, buy wood myself and make them.
Toys R Us and Target, and they also come in the new updated version, which is called Pika Blocks. Have you seen those?
No. I've seen the ones because, like, I went to Toys R Us, and they had these cardboard ones. And I was like, no, these are, like, wooden blocks. If you hit a kid with these, you're going to get a buck.
That's why they wanted to stop making them. But look for Pika Blocks. They're like those, but they're plastic, but they have things inside. Like some of them, well, for the little babies, they have cute things, you know, like balls and colored things like that. But the bigger kids, they have, you know. You're going to get the bigger ones. It has, like, the train in it and the man with the axe and, the you know, the fireman and, the you know, those types of things. So Pika Blocks. But they're expensive. Girl, it's like $20 for six of those things. Baby Natrix had them, and we used to build, you know, towers in her room, and then she'd knock them over, which she thought was hilarious. We'd build them up really tall, like 5 feet.
Just like, man, their favorite Christmas gift this Christmas, and I'm totally patting myself on the back, I bought it, were some cardboard boxes that when you put them together, one was a castle and one was a house. It had doors and windows
and it cost you
a drawbridge and all that. They loved it. We sat there, I'm not joking, I know, 31. I was down there on the floor with them, crawling in and out of those things, playing with them. So we had more fun playing with that.
Then
they realized that there was a mailbox in the house. So then Aunt Ginger had to go write mail for them so that they could have mail for the mailbox.
Oh, my God. But see, another good place to get those types of toys, again, is Target. And I'm going to tell you gamers, tell my fellow gamers, because I know we always trying to save a buck so we can buy more games. If you are off during the week and you live in a major metropolitan area near Target, you have to go to Target during the week, not Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, during the day, and you will find all kinds of crap. For next to nothing, because on Sundays they mark the stuff down. On Fridays they mark it back up for the weekend. And I have gone in there when Baby Natrix probably was around six or so, and I got her a teepee, you know, like an Indian teepee, and I don't mean a small one, a life-size one. A life-size teepee, $5. Then she had a one of those little crawls with those big tubes that they like to have, cost me $2. And then we go in and get games. Yes, video games, $2, $3, $4, $5. But you have to go in there during the week, and you have to be ready to stay. This is your errand for the day, is to go on Target. Food is cheap. Got 12 boxes of cereal for $1. See, that's gamer food right there. 12 boxes for $5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Get it.
Exactly.
During the week, sometimes price is lower than Walmart. You can find everything in there. You just go in there with $100, and you come out. You got your snacks for gaming. You got something to occupy the little people, whether they're your nieces, nephews, your children. Stick them out in the yard while you play.
Yep.
Have a good time. All right, we're all off on it.
Yeah, we are. Speaking of free games and saving a buck, the free bundles, indie games for free.
What?
I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com.
What?
I know, right? It sounded totally tongue twisterish, but I made it through.
What, free?
Are the various pay what you want bundles too rich for your blood? Well, how does free sound? Javier and Carlos Cabrera? Anyways, Smith. Javier and Carlos Smith. The indie developers behind the cyberpunk text adventure Cypher, yes, it's a text adventure, have spotlighted a handful of their peers' free games and are making them available for free in a completely, you got it, free bundle. Did we mention that they are, oh yes, free? Well, why, you may ask? Who cares? Free games! But if you really want to know, they have to say, we want to give real, oh, that's totally a dig there, real indie developers a chance to show their work. It seems the definition of indie games developer has changed over the last few years. Today we see guys with big offices, several published games, some even by Sony or Nintendo, and 10, 20 employees call themselves indies. And we slowly shake our heads. See, we feel that while these guys are small devs, they are not exactly indies anymore. Bottom line is, most of us work so much through the year, we usually miss these beautiful, incredible, well-made games. They fly under our radar for several reasons. Well, not anymore. Some you may know, some may be absolutely new to you. That's what's fun about this bundle. Discover new games you missed for free! All right, so...
Link it up, woman.
I'm totally going to... Where's my tweet? Tweeting it. It is tweeted. Check out my Twitter. Ginger, two R's, two I's. Included in the bundle are racing game Nitronic Rush, psychological horror game Ascension, action puzzle platformer Celestial Mechanica, pixel 3D, think Wolfenstein 3D, horror game I'm Scared, and brawler platformer genre mashup Abobo's Big Adventure. There's also an update. Treasure Adventure Game has been added to the bundle for, oh yeah, that's right, folks, free. All the games, all five games are available on Windows with Celestial Mechanica and Abobo's Big Adventure. Abobo's Big Adventure, also available for Mac. Abobo's, yes, that's the name, Abobo. Anyways, the free bundle does not accept donations, but some of the individual developers do, so links to their sites are provided right next to the individual game's download buttons. Okay, so you can head over to thefreebundle.com and support these indie developers. For, you got it, folks, free! Did I say free enough? Oh, my God, free! Whoop, 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 whoop! All right, so it's also up on my Facebook now. And if I can get signed into Google Plus, because I totally wiped my computer yesterday and started over because I did Windows wrong.
UNZ, what happened to y'all? Man, what did y'all do?
Well, because I had a new hard drive, and all I had for Windows 7, and I'm not updating Windows 8, was the upgrade. And if you do an upgrade on a new hard drive, it starts screaming at you and telling you, we want a code, we don't like your code, blah, 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 blah. So I had to tell it, you know what, shut up, you stupid...
So-and-so.
Thing. And, so I had to put the disk back in and reinstall it because then it saw Windows and it was like, oh, okay, we'll upgrade. We'll take your code. All right, that's all nice and good. And then it was all fixed.
Oh, okay, guess what
and
it's time
now
for?
I'm running 64-bit instead of 32. Yay!
Guess what it's time for?
What's it time for?
Charts.
Oh, charts. Oh, my God, it is Monday. Charts.
Charts. All right, y'all ready. Mm-hmm. Number 10.
Number 10.
Lego Lord of the Rings.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh God, I love Legos. Legos. I can't wait to play. Oh, really.
Lego Lord of the Rings looks awesome, I gotta say. Number nine. Who saw this
coming?
Elder Scrolls 5. Skyrim made it
back? Not to be confused with Scrolls, anybody. We don't want another whole mix up.
Yes, we don't want to mess
that
up.
That fight.
Yes, we want to make sure you understand. This is the Elder Scrolls, not just Scrolls. All right. Also coming in at number eight. From Sega, Football Manager 2013.
Sega.
Yeah. Somebody had to do it. Number seven. Halo 4,
which...
Yeah.
Have you read the reviews on that?
I'm
heartbroken. They've come out and apologized and said, we will do better on Halo 5. No, you know what? Stop killing my game. Just leave it alone.
Did I not tell you? Okay, number six. Just Dance 4.
Just Dance 4. Just dance. Unless
number
you invite it down, that's illegal.
Oh, my God. Number five. Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Need for Speed.
That's a Need for Speed. Number four. Hitman Absolution.
Yay, because we all love us some stripper nuns.
Stripper nuns with guns. All right, number three. Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Yay.
Good God.
Which I've got to get for somebody because, yeah.
Yeah. Number two.
Numero dos.
It's a Far, Far Cry 3.
Far Cry. Okay.
You know what? Wrong. Just wrong. Number one. Apparently.
Number one.
Gotta give the devil his due. FIFA 13 is number one.
You know it had to be in there. You know it had to be in there somewhere.
How did they keep doing this?
I don't know, but they've been like on the charts for what, a year straight now?
Yes, and they've only left the top 10 once, maybe twice, the entire year last year.
And you FIFA people are some serious business, you know. Corey talks about how these sim people are serious business, and we talk about how like Call of Duty. It's you FIFA folks. Oh my God, this is what's keeping the developers in business.
Keep it EA alive. I mean, that's their only game in the top 10 this week, too. That is absolutely amazing. I don't know what you guys are doing over there, evil sons of so-and-so.
I don't know, they're doing something.
Forrest says FIFA rules the world.
Goals or something.
Look, Jay was here. It's charge time. Come on, FIFA. Yeah, FIFA. Forrest says FIFA rules the world. Yes, apparently it does. I have never played it. I got to get me some of that. Where can I get me?
Corey, you can't, because apparently if it's that good, we'll never see you again.
Hey, I came from
Fallen Earth.
I came out of Fallen Earth. I came out of The Sims, although I'm going back in today because my doctor got married and we have to talk about these icicles on his house and the Christmas lights he's going to hang. So
I know. My SL house still has snow down and I'm kind of one of those, do I say it's spring yet and take up my snow or do I wait?
That reminds me. Sandra, I'm just going to go ahead and admit to this before D tells on me or you figure it out, but I accidentally picked up the store yesterday. Stop looking at me like that.
Oh, by the way, I'm moving back in, just so you know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I picked up the whole freaking store.
You picked up the whole store. Do I have to go fix it again?
I think I fixed it, but you may want to take a look at it. I said I cannot believe I did that. And Z was watching. Z was on Join Me With Me. And she's like, what did you just do? Why are your walls gone? I was like, oh, no.
No, we need to lock that in place.
And I knew I was doing it when I was doing it. I right-clicked. I says, oh, I'm going to pick up this box. And right as I click take, I was like, oh, no.
Yep. See, next time when it's back down and we have it all nice and settled, right-click, go into Object. I think it's Object Profile or something. Anyways, and hit Lock. And that way, if you try to pick it up, it'll give you a great big warning screen. Do you really want to do such and such? Still hasn't stopped me from picking stuff up on mistake, though, because I'm all like in auto-click mode. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Click. Oh, crap!
It wasn't so bad, but yeah, that was, I had to sit there for a while. I was like, I'm just going to put it back. And I was trying to move it around, and he's like, I'm going to tell. I was like, shut up. And then I thought I saw you log on. I was like, oh, no, Ginger's on.
No. Jen was fine with her computer most of yesterday. I finally got it set up and ready to go about 10 o'clock last night.
It wasn't you. It was snow that logged on, but I still panicked because I thought it was you. All I saw was something, you know. Ginger. Oh, it's not Ginger. Ginger's going to cut me.
No, I like that story.
You have to understand, Ginger spent like a couple hours rebuilding our store. So when I say I picked it up, imagine if you could go to Target and pick up just the walls and leave all the stuff inside.
Girl, I'm working on slowly trying to make, I'm trying to make a mesh one.
Oh,
a mesh door. Kind of like what we already have, but it'll be mesh. It'll be a lot less print.
All right, people, since you can hear the music playing in the background, it's time for us to go. We'll see you guys bright and early in the morning.
Yay! Tuesday morning. Oh, and tomorrow night, we are back with Pixanisa. Yeah, baby.
Woo!
Talk about that picture I posted up on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
You know what picture I'm talking about. No, not at all. It was not. Later, boys and girls.